Welcome to the Marketing Mantra Podcast, brought to you by 99signals.com, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of marketing topics, including SEO, social media marketing, content marketing, blogging, and more. Take your blog to the next level and achieve massive traffic growth by learning top blogging strategies discussed in the Marketing Mantra Podcast. And now, here is your host, Sandeep Mallya.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 54 of the Marketing Mantra Podcast. This is your host Sandeep Mallya from 99signals.com, and in this episode I would like to talk about 10x content. This is a term that's thrown around a lot in the SEO community, and I would like to explain what it really means, why it's so important, and how you can create 10x content on your website. So let's get started. 10x content is content that is 10 times better than the highest ranking search result for a given topic or the keywords that you're targeting. This term was first coined by Rand Fishkin of Moz on a Whiteboard Friday video that he was doing for the Moz YouTube channel. Now you may be thinking, why 10x content? Why not 2x content or 3x content? After all, if you create content that's just 2 times better than the top ranking post, you still have high chances of beating your competition on Google and ranking on top, right? That may very well be possible, but you may not be able to sustain the top position for a long time. The whole logic behind your content being 10 times better is this. Let's say you create a blog post that's just marginally better than the top ranking post for your keywords. And somehow, with a combination of luck, authority, and backlinks, you're able to reach the number one position for your targeted keywords on Google. But even when you reach the top, it's easy to outrank you because your content is really not that unique. It's not that different from the rest of the content on the topic. That's why SEO experts believe that creating 10x content helps you reach the top of Google search results and helps you stay there consistently. Now, when it comes to ranking on top of Google, there are two main factors that can help you get there: the quality of your content and the links pointing to it. 10x content automatically takes care of the first factor, which is the quality of your content. When your content is 10 times better than anything else on that particular topic, your content is obviously going to be of top-notch quality. But in addition to this, 10x content also has the ability to attract high-quality backlinks naturally. And natural backlinks are the best kind of backlinks. These are the backlinks that Google really values. And 10x content, when it reaches the top of Google results, has the power to generate natural backlinks. Because when other bloggers and publishers in your industry who are working on similar topics want to link to authoritative sources in their content, they look at the top Google results for that specific topic and link back to one of the top-ranking articles. Think about it. When you are working on an article and want to have an external link to a keyword within your post, what do? If you're like me, you probably give a search on Google and then look at the top 3 results and link back to one of them. Because in your mind, if that piece of content is ranking on top of Google for the keywords you gave a search on, it must be informative and authoritative. So the bottom line is this. If you plan to outrank your competition on Google and stay on top consistently, you need to write articles that are 10 times better than anything else you'll find on Google. Before you even start working on a blog post, ask yourself this question. Can you write something that's better than anything else on the topic? If not, you need to pick a different topic. For instance, let's say you want to rank for the keywords best meditation apps. The first thing you need to do is give a Google search and check the pages ranking in the top 3 positions. Then study the information that they contain. Then you need to ask yourself whether you can create something that's 10 times better than what they have already written. Can you write something that's more up to date, more thoroughly researched, better explained, with more images, screenshots, infographics, and even videos to better explain your points? If you can't do this, if you think that it's not possible for you to create 10x content on this specific topic, you need to target a different keyword. Most SEO experts agree that 10x content has certain criteria. Let me quickly explain what this criteria is. The first thing is that your website needs to have great UI and UX on both desktop and mobile. Google studies user experience very closely. They observe how visitors interact with your website. So if your site doesn't have a friendly user interface or there are too many distractions like pop-ups and opt-in boxes, then visitors are going to leave your site even before they start reading your article. So make sure your website has great UI and UX. Next, your content should be a combination of high quality, trustworthiness, usefulness, and interesting. It doesn't have to be a combination of all of these, but at least some of them. Next, your article has to be considerably different from the articles that are currently ranking on top for your topic. Next, it should create some kind of an emotional response, whether it's joy, surprise, anticipation, or even admiration for your article. And finally, it has to solve a problem or answer a question by providing comprehensive, accurate, and exceptional information. Keeping this criteria for 10x content in mind, what are the steps involved in creating 10x content? The first thing you need to do is research the top ranking Google search results for your topic. We have already touched upon this briefly, so let me explain this again. Before you even start creating your blog post, you need to give a search on your topic on Google and check out the top three search results for that specific topic. If you're targeting a competitive keyword, then the top three search results have done a phenomenal job of getting there. So do a deep research into their content. See what's unique about their content and see what's really standing out. See if they're using explainer graphics, infographics, or even videos to better explain their points. And then when you've done your research, ask yourself if you can create something that is 10x better than what already exists. If you can, then go ahead and start creating your content. The second step is to provide a great user experience. Make sure your website checks all the great user experience signals. User experience is one of the key factors in improving your search rankings, and Google keeps a close eye on how users behave with your content. Use a tool like GTmetrix to make sure your site doesn't take more than 5 seconds to load. Make proper use of subheadings because they help Google better understand your content, and they also make your text more accessible to readers. Make your content visually appealing. It shouldn't be text heavy. Use relevant images, screenshots, and even videos to better illustrate your points. Avoid using intrusive pop-ups. Pop-ups are not just bad from an SEO perspective, but they also end up annoying your users. So make sure you're not using any intrusive pop-ups. So keep all of these user experience signals in mind when you're creating content, and make sure you're providing a great user experience to your readers. The next step is to add images and videos to your post to make it unique. So images and videos can really help you elaborate your points better, and they can also provide a visual break from the text to your readers. Too many blog posts on the internet are text heavy, so use explainer graphics, use videos, use screenshots in strategic places within your blog post to help it stand out from your competitors' content. And finally, you need to experiment with 10x content multiple times. Just because your article is 10 times better doesn't mean that it'll start automatically ranking on top. That'll take time. Once your article is published, you need to invest some time in link building as well. If you have truly created 10x content, then your article will gradually reach the top of search results and start attracting natural backlinks. But keep in mind that it will take time. It will not happen overnight. You need to do this with multiple articles, and not just for your new articles. You need to revisit some of your old articles and make sure they meet the criteria for 10x content. Update them accordingly and then relaunch these posts. That wraps up this episode of Marketing Mantra. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll be back very soon.
Marketing Mantra with Sandeep Mallya is a podcast by 99 Signals, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of online marketing topics. To get started, visit 99signals.com/best to check out all the top-rated articles on the blog, or simply view the description of each episode to download free online marketing resources to level up your marketing skills. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question or topic suggestion for Sandeep? Simply send a voice message via Anchor app or send an email to podcasts@99signals.com. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Marketing Mantra on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any major podcast player.